The Cawthorne Institute says a lack of restrictions on underwater noise is putting some of New Zealand's most endangered mammals at risk. The Independent Science Organisation has been monitoring the noise pollution created by pile driving, ports and recreational boats, and has found it can cause deafness in whales and dolphins. Here's our fisheries reporter, Conan Young.
If you've ever wondered what it sounds like underwater for a dolphin close to one of New Zealand's major ports, then take a listen to this. It's a bottlenose dolphin recorded near Auckland late last year, trying to communicate over the top of a large ship. A biologist with the Cawthorne Institute, Simon Childerhouse, says that kind of noise pollution makes it difficult for dolphins to interact with each other, causing stress and leading to declining birth rates.
Loud noises have the potential to physiologically injure them, their hearing, either temporarily or permanently, which obviously has big implications for survival. Some of the really loud noises, like seismic surveys, military sonar, can also actually directly kill marine mammals.
Dr. Childerhouse says there are lots of things ports and boaties can do to reduce their noise pollution. But at the moment, underwater levels are mandated by the Resource Management Act, with varying levels of success. He says the Department of Conservation, which is responsible for protecting mammals such as the endangered Hectors and Maui dolphins, should bring in a set of regulations for everybody to abide by.
The European Union has some excellent underwater standards. The USA also has some standards, and even Australia has some guidelines in some states. So yeah, New Zealand's a bit behind.
The Lyttelton Port Company was the first in the country to take steps to protect its local Hector's dolphins by employing observers to spot them during pile driving for its new cruise ship berth. Its head of environment, Kim Kelleher, says work stopped, sometimes for up to several hours, when they came close.
It's something that needs to be done in to make sure that dolphins are protected. So like anything else in terms of the methodology of the project, these things are just things that need to be factored into the project. We're really fortunate it's an amazing environment, and you know, to have Hectors here with the conservation species of taonga, yeah, it's amazing.
Ms. Kelleher says she would fully support the development of regulations for all ports to use to keep species safe. Underwater acoustic expert Matt Pine says before the COVID lockdown, it had been hard to gauge if it was getting noisier underwater because the sound made by boats was almost always there. But when boaties were forced to stay moored for almost 2 months, Dr. Pine couldn't believe his ears when he pulled up the submerged hydrophones in the Hauraki Gulf.
It was pretty amazing, sort of going back to what it would have been like, you know, before Cook, and hearing seal calls and whales and dolphins and fish and waves rolling on a distant beach.
With a base pre-industrial sound level established, Dr. Pine can now predict how much louder the Gulf is likely to get over the coming years, especially from recreational boats, which create the most noise. He says with boat ownership forecast to increase 38% in the next 2 decades, it may eventually become too noisy for marine mammals or even for the fish the boaties are wanting to catch.
Sound impacts fish right down to the larvae, where they orient towards sounds, like reef sounds. And if they can't hear the reef sounds, they won't swim in. So they'll end up in areas that are not in the Hauraki Gulf.
Doc says addressing the noise pollution would require an amendment to the Marine Mammals Protection Act, which would be a substantial amount of work and would need to be weighed against other priorities. It says for now it will continue to use the RMA to help protect the sea mammals. Mō te hōtaka o te ata, ko Conan Young tēnei.